Hello, everyone. I'm Greg, and welcome to FrenchPod101.com, Love at First Sight in France. Thanks for joining us for this series.
Bonjour à tous. This is Maëlys. In this lesson, you'll learn how to say the verb to be in French, être.
Two guys, Jacques and his friend Marcel, are sitting in a cafe and notice a beautiful girl.
They are good friends, so they will be using informal French.
Let's listen to the conversation. Marcel, la fille devant est vraiment belle.
Ah oui, elle est très belle.
Elle est seule aussi.
Oui, comme toi.
Elle est belle, elle est seule. Et moi, je suis amoureux.
Tu es amoureux? Déjà?
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly. Marcel, la fille devant est vraiment belle.
Ah oui, elle est très belle. Elle est seule aussi.
Oui, comme toi.
Elle est belle, elle est seule et moi, Je suis
amoureux.
Tu es amoureux? Déjà? Now let's hear it with the English translation. Marcel, la fille devant est vraiment belle.
Marcel, the girl in front is really pretty.
Ah oui, elle est très belle.
Oh yes, she's very pretty.
Elle est seule aussi.
She's alone, too.
Oui, comme toi.
Yes, like you.
Elle est belle, elle est seule, et moi, je suis amoureux.
She's pretty, she's single, and I'm in love.
Tu es amoureux? Déjà?
You're in love? Already? So, Maëlys, learning a second language takes a lot of time and effort, but English speakers learning French have one major advantage, cognates.
Definitely. They are words that are similar in both languages.
Right. Over 1,000 years ago, a large number of French words entered the English language. Although these words have evolved separately for a long time, many words are still easily recognizable.
For example, in this lesson, we had seul,
which means soul, as in single.
Amoureux,
meaning amorous, in love. Or more recent borrowings like beau, belle, and déjà, as in déjà vu,
which means already seen or seen before.
While you need to pay attention to the French pronunciation of these words, you should definitely use these cognates to your advantage. Okay. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
fille,
girl, daughter.
Fille, fille.
Next is
devant,
in front, ahead.
Devant. Devant.
Next is
vraiment.
Really.
Vraiment. Vraiment.
Next is
être.
To be.
Être. Être.
Next is
très.
Very.
Très. Très.
Next is
beau, belle.
Beautiful, handsome, pretty.
Beau, belle. Beau, belle.
Next is
seul.
Alone, soul, single, lonely, only.
Seul. Seul.
Next is.
Aussi.
Two. Also.
Aussi. Aussi.
Next is.
Comme.
As, like.
Comme. Comme.
Next is.
Toi.
You.
Toi. Toi.
Next is.
Et.
And.
Et. Et.
Last is.
Déjà.
Already.
Déjà. Déjà.
Let's take a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Let's start with seul.
Seul has a lot of meanings in French.
It does, but they all revolve around the concept of only one.
Yes, Jacques est seul can mean that Jacques is alone, single, or lonely.
This may seem confusing, but the meaning is usually clear from the context.
In the dialogue, when Jacques and Marcel say about the girl, elle est seule, they don't know if she is single or lonely, so they mean that she is alone.
Seule is a typical French adjective. To make it feminine, simply add e at the end of the word. However, this e is not pronounced. We distinguish the masculine and feminine forms in writing, but spoken, they sound the same.
Il est seul.
He is single.
Elle est seule.
She is single. Let's now look at another adjective, beau, which means good-looking.
Jacques est beau means Jacques is handsome. You have the word beau in English, so it's easy to remember. What about the feminine form?
Beau has an irregular feminine form, belle, meaning pretty or beautiful. So, Mireille is beautiful becomes...
Mireille est belle.
Exactly. So, if I want to say I'm handsome, I'd say je suis beau.
And I'd say je suis belle.
Let's now look at the adverb vraiment, meaning really or truly.
In English, adverbs are constructed by adding li to adjectives. But in French, we add ment.
Vraiment is made from vrai, meaning true. And you, mon.
Elle est vraiment belle.
Means she is really pretty. You can also turn other adjectives into adverbs.
If you take seul and you add mon, you get seulement, meaning only.
And don't forget, French adverbs go after the verb. Okay, let's move on to the grammar. In this lesson, you'll learn about the verb to be in French.
Être.
It's probably the most common verb in French, so it's really important to learn it right from the beginning. Let's look at the present tense conjugation.
Je suis.
I am.
Tu es.
You are.
Il est. Elle est.
He is. She is.
Nous sommes.
We are.
Vous êtes.
You are.
Ils sont, elles sont.
They are.
Since être is an irregular verb, in writing, every person has a different form.
But spoken, tu es and il est sound the same.
Can you explain what happens with vous?
The final S in vous is silent, but before a vowel, it sounds like a Z, so we get
vous êtes, vous êtes. This process is called liaison.
A lot of French words end in a consonant that isn't pronounced. But when the next word starts with a vowel, that consonant can surface again.
If you think of vous êtes as a single unit, you won't forget liaison. Just remember this compliment, vous êtes belle or vous êtes beau.
Merci, Maylis.
De rien, you're welcome.
Here are some other examples of how you can use être.
Jacques est devant moi.
Jacques is in front of me.
Vous êtes belle.
You are beautiful.
Ils sont seuls.
They are alone. The adjective that follows the verb to be agrees in number and gender with the subject.
That's why we have vous êtes belle.
Where belle is feminine singular because vous refers to a woman in this example.
And ils sont seuls.
Where seul is masculine plural, like the subject.
Greg, in the dialogue, Marcel says, comme toi, meaning like you, and Jack says, moi, je suis amoureux, meaning I'm in love. Can you tell us about moi and toi?
Moi and toi are called strong pronouns. They have the same meaning as je and tu, but they are used away from the verb.
Je and tu are always stuck to the verb, but moi and toi can be alone or with a preposition.
For instance, if I ask, who wants pizza?
Moi.
And to say, in front of you, what would you say?
Devant toi.
In English, we can emphasize the subject and say, you're not alone, but not in French.
Instead, we add a strong pronoun, moi, je suis seul.
That's why we sometimes hear French speakers say things like, me, I'm hungry. Here are some more examples.
Moi, je suis seul.
I'm alone.
Toi, tu es belle.
You are pretty. Okay, that's it for this lesson. Join us for the next lesson to find out if Jacques will talk to Mireille.
I can't wait. À bientôt.
See you soon. Marcel, la fille devant est vraiment belle.
Ah oui, elle est très belle.
Elle est seule aussi.
Oui, comme toi.
Elle est belle, elle est seule. Et moi, je suis amoureux.
Tu es amoureux? Déjà ?